The basic requirements for managing commitments. Managing commitments well requires the implementation of some basic activities and behaviors. First of all, if it's on your mind isn't clear. Anything you consider unfinished in any way must be captured in a trusted system outside your mind, or what I call a collection bucket, that you know you'll come back to regularly and sort through. Second, you must clarify exactly what your commitment is and decide what you have to do, if anything, to make progress toward fulfilling it. Third, once you've decided on all the actions you need to take, you must keep reminders of them organized in a system you review on a regular basis. As an exercise, you might write down right now the project or situation that is most on your mind at this moment. What most bugs you, distracts you, or interests you, or in some other way, consumes a large part of your conscious attention? It may be a project or a problem that is really in your face, something you're being pressed to handle, or a situation you feel you must deal with sooner rather than later. Got it? Good. Now describe in a single written sentence your intended successful outcome for this problem or situation. In other words, what would need to happen for you to check this project off as done? It could be as simple as take the Hawaii vacation, handle situation with customer X, or implement new investment strategy. All clear? Great. Now write down the very next physical action required to move the situation forward. If you had nothing else to do in your life but get closure on this, where would you go right now and what visible action would you take? Would you pick up a phone and make a call? Sit down with pen and paper and brainstorm about it? Talk face to face with your spouse, your secretary, your attorney, or your boss? What? Got the answer to that? Good. Was there any value for you in these 2 minutes of thinking? If you're like the vast majority of people who complete that drill during my seminars, you'll be experiencing at least a tiny bit of enhanced control, relaxation, and focus. You'll also be feeling more motivated to actually do something about that situation you've merely been thinking about till now. Imagine that motivation magnified 1,000-fold as a way to live and work. If anything at all positive happened for you in this little exercise, think about this. What changed? The situation itself is no further along, at least in the physical world. It's certainly not finished yet. What probably happened is that you acquired a clearer definition of the outcome desired and the next action required. But what created that? The answer is thinking. Not a lot, just enough to solidify your commitment and the resources required to fulfill it.